This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that to browbeat and bully others is vintage Congress culture. In a social media post referring to the letter written by a group of lawyers to Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, expressing concern over attempts to undermine the judiciary's integrity, Mr. Modi said, 5 decades ago, Congress had called for a committed judiciary. He claimed that Congress wants commitment from others for their selfish interests, but deserts from any commitment towards the nation. Prominent lawyers including Harish Salve, Manan Kumar Mishra and Pinky Anand have written to the Chief Justice of India. In the letter, they allege that a vested interest group is trying to pressure the judiciary, influence judicial process and defame courts on the basis of frivolous logic and stale political agendas. They said their pressure tactics are obvious in political cases, particularly those involving political figures accused of corruption. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that infrastructure and construction projects should be made climate friendly and energy efficient. Addressing a group of assistant executive engineers of CPWD at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said the buildings, roads and other infrastructure should be sustainable, energy efficient and environment friendly. She said that the engineers should be innovative in their approach so that they can effectively deal with emerging challenges. The president advised young engineers to not work in silos but adopt a collaborative, forward-looking and technology-driven approach. She said that new and emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, machine learning and robots are disrupting traditional thinking. A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate's ED's custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on March 21 by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his 6 days of ED custody. Yesterday, Delhi High Court had declined interim relief to Kejriwal and only issued notice on his plea challenging the arrest and remand. External Affairs Ministry today said that the recent remarks by the U.S. State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. India had lodged its strong objection and protest with the senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. The spokesperson stressed that in India, legal processes are driven only by the rule of law. He said anyone who has similar ethos, especially fellow democracies, should have no difficulty in appreciating this fact. He highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences. Mr. Jaiswal stated that mutual respect and understanding form the foundation of international relations and states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others. External Affairs Ministry today reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Responding to media queries in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India's position on the matter of Arunachal Pradesh has been made very clear time and again. He stressed that China may repeat its baseless claims as many times as they want, but that is not going to change India's position. National Investigative Agency, NIA, today arrested a key conspirator in the Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. The arrest was made following massive raids across multiple locations in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Uttar Pradesh by the agency. In badminton, Indian ace shuttler P.V. Sindhu has advanced to women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid Spain Masters Tournament in Madrid today. She registered a comfortable win over Taiwanese player Wai Huang in straight games 21-14, 21-12. And that is the end of this news bulletin.